Ready?
Yeah,
Let's do it. Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, before we get into shenanigans, what's our contact info?
We have an Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we would very much like it if you message us, because we want to hear your opinions. Like, on the last episode, we did talk about how this woman was upset and thinks it's tacky that people, instead of gifts, ask for them to pay for the honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically a honeymoon fund, pay for their golfing or their massages or whatever. And it's basically just contributing to a big fund.
Yeah.
Which I don't think it's tacky. I think that's basically what a wedding is. It's asking for gifts because you have your bridal shower, you have everything you do when it comes to a wedding is asking for gifts.
It's a big expense. Yes.
And so I'm like, you know what? If somebody wants to, if they want to use the money for their honeymoon, or they're like, you know what? We're going to use this for a down payment on a house. Do it.
So you wouldn't feel snubbed if they were like, just kidding, we're not going on a honeymoon, we're going to use a little money for our house?
No. Like, if they're using.
So would you feel okay with the whole wedding thing if you just paid for the wedding then?
I'm like, all right, cool. That's what you want.
So you wouldn't care?
I don't think I'd care. I think it'd be weirder. Like, it'd feel a little funnier if they like, pay for my wedding. But I'm like, sure. I don't have to get you a gift. I don't have to get you a bridal shower gift. All right, fine.
No, bridal shower is a whole different thing, girl. No. You need a bridal shower gift too.
No.
Oh yeah, I had bridal shower gift, regular gift. Everyone and their mom got her a gift.
If I get a bridal shower when I get married, if I get married, I'm not requesting gifts.
Don't really request gifts.
I don't want any. If you bring them, I'm going to be very uncomfortable. Because I think that's dumb.
Everyone brings them, though, still. Well, that's interesting. I wonder. I want someone to have a wedding and then their thing be like, donate to my house.
Well, like, there's a celebrity.
Girl, you should have got married before you bought a house.
Right. A celebrity, and I don't know his name, but he's on the show Lucifer. He plays Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, for his wedding, and granted, he's a millionaire.
Yeah.
He requested that everyone make donations to Planned Parenthood instead. Like, what they were going to spend on a gift, make a donation to Planned Parenthood. And I see a lot of people do that instead of paying for gifts, like, hey, make a donation or to this site, but it's going to donate to like the Humane Society or
see that with weddings, but birthdays a lot on Facebook.
Definitely birthdays, but I've seen a few people do it with their wedding fund or their
that's really nice.
I mean, it's again,
there are some better people out there than
but
me.
I'm wondering if at that point too, if the because I wonder if it's donated in the person who's donating's name or if it's going to donate in the like bride and groom's name, because if it's donated in the bride and groom's name, I'm wondering if they could write that off on their taxes.
That's a good question.
Yeah. Anywho, speaking of good questions, do you know what a shower thought is?
I do not.
It's when you're sitting
in the shower.
Basically. And it's usually those really dumb things you think about when you're just doing something monotonous, like washing your hair.
Oh, that's a falling asleep question for me.
Like,
God, I feel like I have the most stupidest questions and concerns and everything when I'm trying to freaking go to bed. Right? And it keeps you up at night.
All right. Well, here's one that might keep you up at night.
Oh, no.
Are mashed potatoes just Irish guacamole?
Ew, no. You don't dip chips in mashed potatoes.
Well, here's the discussion. So this all started on Reddit. Let me explain to you. Okay. So it kicked off over the weekend where one Reddit user posted this theory. He said, guacamole is just Mexican mashed potatoes. It's like, all right. But I'm like, nobody eats guacamole just like as a side dish. Well,
no, but I probably would.
I mean, I do, but it's not because I use it as a side dish. It's like a deconstructed taco, so I at least eat less tortillas.
Yeah, or you like dip something in it still, though.
Yeah, like I'll put it like
with your beans and rice.
Yeah, like I'll take a bite or make a bite full of meat, beans, rice, and scoop up some guacamole.
Yeah, totally.
Another Reddit user claims to be native Irish confirmed the theory about the humble spud. It says, as an Irishman, I can confirm we put that S on everything.
Mashed potatoes?
Yeah. I mean, I know I've seen mashed potatoes on top of like certain pies. I forget what they're called.
Shepherd pie. Yeah.
They put it on there. And another Irish person confirms it as well. And it says, as an Irishman, I would like to inform you that guacamole is actually just a Mexican ripoff of a trusty Irish mashed potatoes, and that will be all.
Huh.
And so, yeah, it's just tortillas are just big soft potatoes. Someone else wrote.
Yeah, no, I don't know. No. Maybe because I don't really like mashed potatoes. So I'm like,
how are you a vegetarian and you don't like mashed potatoes? I feel like if I had to become a vegetarian, that's what I would eat all the time.
Because you like them. I don't. They're like the worst form of potato, in my opinion. Like the worst. I would rather much have French fries. I'd much rather have hash browns. I'd much rather have like home fries, which are what the chopped up, you know.
Yeah,
I just hate, they don't do anything for me.
Have you ever done like the, like after... A lot of people, when they have leftover mashed potatoes, they'll bread them and then fry them. So they're like little potato patties.
Oh.
Have you had those?
Yeah. They're okay.
They're okay. I think for me, I always like to, when it's my ability to do so, it's not like a family dinner, I load up my mashed potatoes. The trick is to start with cold water. Hmm. I boil baby red potatoes. I love the baby red potatoes. The idea of starting with cold water is you'll notice that potatoes, once they're cooked and they get cold, they kind of get a little like... Fluffy's not the right word, just fuzzy, I guess. It's not like fuzzy mold fuzzy, but it has that weird texture to it.
Yeah.
So, but if you start your mashed potatoes in cold water, like your potatoes when you're boiling them, and let them rise to the temperature naturally, you won't really get that. As well as incorporate all the ingredients, so your milk, your butter, your whatever cream, at a hot temperature, the same temperature as the potatoes, and you'll get that nice, creamy...
He is a potato expert, you guys.
I did a class in college, and I thought it was a cooking class. It's a culinary class, but we did everything by the book. So we had a whole chapter on potatoes.
Jesus.
Right? I still kept the book because I thought it was interesting. So this is,
potatoes aren't even that great. Like, why?
Because they're the most versatile food ever. You could fry them. You can bake them. You can put them in a stew. You could...
But they're not that good. They're, like, pretty bland. That's like it's whatever vehicle. Like, it's
they
like...
They can be turned into vodka. It's like the vodka. Potatoes are the vodka of the vegetable world. You can put it with any flavor. You can do it with Mexican food. You can do it with American food, like Italian food.
I just think they're like way more better.
Vegetables? Like, what's a better vegetable?
Cauliflower.
Ugh.
Yeah. Broccoli. Mm.
No.
Asparagus.
I mean, asparagus.
Carrots.
I love carrots.
There's
so
many things that are better than potatoes.
But they're not better. They're good, but they're not.
And
potatoes
plus,
are the gold tier vegetables.
How can potato even be a vegetable when it's like so not healthy? Like, let's think about that for a second. Like, potatoes are not healthy at all, and yet we consider them a vegetable. I mean, I don't understand.
Well, because they're a root vegetable because they grow in the ground like other vegetables.
Well, yeah, but their starch is F. Like, I mean, there are so many carbs. Like, even if you don't put anything on them, they are so not good for you.
I think it's back in the day, it was a really big commodity because
back in the day,
you needed a lot of those carbs. You needed that energy because you weren't really getting a lot of food in general. So you needed that food to be any food to be converted into energy to live.
Yeah, but now you don't.
No.
There are carbs everywhere.
Now potatoes are just, you know, a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, for all your bacon bits and sour cream.
Oh, yeah, I do all that. Oh, baked potatoes are my jam. Like, I would have baked potato for a meal. Like, my favorite thing to do when I worked at the restaurant was get a baked potato. Side note, how to get the delicious crispy skin on the outside. Rub it in olive oil, salt, like a coarser salt. Wrap it in tinfoil, then bake them. They're going to be much better. Yes, salt. I would put, like, all the toppings you want on a baked potato. So butter, sour cream, chives, bacon. And then I would do pulled pork and then mac and cheese.
She worked at the barbecue place, everyone. So that's why she had all of this at her convenience.
Yes, and the cooks were always like, they do whatever I want. Be like, hey, let's get crazy.
Yeah, they were probably like, damn, why didn't I think of that? That should be on the menu.
But it got me thinking of other random shower thoughts. And I'd have you think about some of your favorite shower, if you can think of any that you had. I'll give you some examples. And if you guys out there listening, please send us your shower thoughts because I think they're fun. One of them says, randomly hearing your favorite song on the radio is more satisfying than playing it directly from your iPod.
So true.
And that is the same thing with movies on TV. Like, if they happen to have your favorite movie on TV, it's just, especially if it's just starting, it's just more. I have the DVD right there.
Yep. That happened to me last night.
What movie was it?
Legally Blonde.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh man, I love it. Oh, it just started. Oh wow, I'm going to watch this even though I've seen it 100 million times and I'll never think about putting the DVD in the thing to play it. But that's like such a true thing with radio because for me, I don't have like a, I never use my CD player, but I don't have like the fancy iPod hookup. So your phone is hooked up to your stereo or whatever the hell. Uh-huh. So it's like, I listen to the radio every day when I'm in my car. And when a song comes on that like I love, but it's on my iPod and I could easily like listen to it on my own. I just get so excited and then I'm like so bummed it's over and then I change the station and sometimes it's on a different station and I get so excited all over again.
Right. Or you're just bummed out that the next song isn't equally as awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Or it's like lame. You're like, oh, I hate this song. Yeah.
Right. It definitely it feels so good.
It's weird. It's, I get in like a better mood even though I could just listen to my iPod. When I don't know, it's strange.
How about this one for a shower thought? Go to bed and you'll feel better in the morning. It's just the human version of, did you turn it off and turn it back on again?
I was so thinking about that yesterday.
Really?
I was seriously like, it is so, because I was plugging my phone and I was like, it's so weird that we can't plug in ourselves and still do stuff to recharge. Mm-hmm. Like we literally have to shut everything off.
Like, to recharge.
Yeah. Like, we can't just plug ourselves in and keep doing work or doing this. And like our phone, we can still use our phone when it's charging, but we can't use ourselves when we're charging. We have to be like completely shut off.
I mean, there's stuff you could do while you're shut off. Like you can, you know, deep condition your hair while you have it going off.
But like when you're sleeping, like your body, your mind, everything has to be like asleep for you to get like feel fully rested.
Yeah, because the closest you're gonna get is like an energy drink or a lot of caffeine, and even then that's not fully rested.
Yeah, or like meditating, I guess. Yeah, like you still can't really do much when you, yeah, I just, that's so weird. I was like, why can't we plug our, like I wonder if our future, in the future, we'll be able to like, you
do
know
stuff, yeah,
have like a barcode and scan us and then that'll like recharge us, or like we really will have an outlet and like stick us in the wall, like,
or just take pills that'll just do it for us.
Yeah, be like, oh, I need to skip this night's sleep, I'm just gonna take this pill for the night and I'll be okay.
Yeah, that's, yeah,
isn't that weird?
See, you're good at shower thoughts. I think you were thinking like, I don't know when he showers.
Well, this is my like before going to bed, like I have all these thoughts like before I go to bed and then I'm like, what the hell.
They just call them shower, the random thoughts of the day. It's what they just call them, shower thoughts.
Gosh,
that's just the term for them.
Trips me out.
But yeah, I never really thought about that. Although my Bob, won't work when it's charging. So sometimes it dies on me. It's like, well, cool. Now I have to wait a good 15 minutes.
Dude, mine was dead yesterday, and I was in the mood. I was getting ready, and then it didn't turn on. And I like, you just lay there, and you're like, oh no.
And it's like, it doesn't work. Well, it's the same as humans. It's so. Piss me off.
I know, and then I'm like, am I really going to pull out the charger and then have it charged and then go back? I'm like, this is just too much effort.
This one's funny. It's like, theme parks can snap a crystal clear picture of you on a roller coaster going 70 miles an hour, but bank cameras can't get a clear shot of a robber standing still.
Oh, man, that's weird. That's so weird.
That's funny. If my calculator had a history, it would be more embarrassing than my browser history.
Why?
I've done that. Actually, I did that today. I was just like, wait, what's 15 plus 7?
Oh, like, I have to do that all the time at the restaurant I work at because we have to count the till. And for some reason, when you're like, okay, there's $100 in 20s, there's 110, and there's 3 5s. I immediately pull out my calculator. I'm like, 100 to keep, plus 10.
It's just to keep organized.
That's so funny.
Although my browser history has sometimes math problems. As a kid, my parents taught me not to believe everything I see on TV, and now I have to teach them not to believe everything they see on Facebook. There's another one that was something along the lines, like when you're a kid, they say, don't meet people off the internet and don't get into a stranger's car. And now it's like, let me use the internet to summon a stranger so I can get in their car.
And sometimes there's candy in that car. It's perfect.
Yeah, or mints.
Or mints, yeah. Or water, thanks.
The Olympics should have a for fun section at the end of all the games so the athletes can try different sports.
Oh, that would be so great, actually.
So, like, get the swimmers to compete in running, or you know, the gymnasts to do basketball.
And like the runners do gymnastics or whatever.
Yeah, just do whatever they want.
That would be funny.
I saw another shower thought that said there should always be like an average athlete, like an average person competing at the same time, so you can kind of get an idea
of how great the other people are.
Yeah, just get an idea, like, oh, I could do that. And then you have them try to do a cartwheel. It's like, okay, maybe not.
I think that's why I think gymnastics and like acrobatics is so amazing because
Everybody can do that.
No, even people like when they do put their head between their legs and like Cirque du Soleil stuff, I feel like the average person can be like, wow, okay, I would not be able to do that. And you're like, yeah, no, but I want to.
This person writes, if I get up 10 minutes earlier than usual, I treat it like 2 extra hours and end up late for work.
Yeah.
See, if I get up I'll do that. I'm like, oh, I'm awake, and I have 10 minutes till my alarm goes off, and I start playing on my phone, and then my alarm goes off, and I'm still playing on my phone or watching a show or something.
And then you just, like, ignore it.
And it's just like, damn it, I woke up early, and I'm later now.
Yeah.
It says, if someone offered to pay for my food and rent for the next 18 years, I'd do anything they ask of me. But I complained every time I took the trash out while living with my parents.
Hey, I've been preaching this for the past 10 years now. Almost 10 years. Yeah.
But it's basically, you cannot say no to anything your parents ask. And that's kind of how I felt when I lived with them. It's like, hey, can you help me with this? It's like, okay, yeah. Like, yeah. I'm not going to complain one bit.
Well, it's like people give me a hard time all the time, and I don't pay rent. And so I'm like, if a random stranger on the street was like, hey, like, I'm going to pay your rent for you, would you say no?
No, I will make, the only thing I make fun of you about, because I think it's an awesome setup, I make fun of you when you call him your roommate.
Oh, yeah, my roomie.
I think that's hilarious, because I'm just like, no, he's not. He's your dad. You live with your dad. I never once called my parents roommates.
Should I call my boyfriend my roommate or my boyfriend? Is he my roommate?
Your boy meet?
My boy meet?
I don't know.
And then it's like, is my boyfriend and my dad roommates?
I think you could say your live-in boyfriend.
Because he pays. So I guess technically him and my dad are
roommates.
Yeah. And then I'm just chilling.
Yeah. You're just the vagabond that's just there.
That's funny. They're roommates, but I'm just there.
Here's another one that's fun. Aliens invaded the moon on July 20th, 1969. So that's when we went to the moon.
Yeah.
Oh, weird. But technically they're aliens, because the word alien means creatures from another planet.
Dude, I think that's so trippy to think. I always think about aliens and think about if they can see us and if they think we're weird. And like,
they probably do.
Do like we look like how we look, and like, do they actually look like how they look? When you think of an alien, I think of like a big head, big eyes, and a little mouth. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that fascinates me all the time.
My dad did this once just to get a rise out of everyone at church and his meeting. He's like, God is an alien. And people are like, where is the conspiracy theory? It's like, no, because alien means not of this earth or of, and God is not. He created it, so he's not of it.
I think when everyone thinks alien, they think like it's a bad thing. Like,
yeah, little green men.
So cute. I want to meet them.
It's just because they're little.
I know.
In your head. When you say forward or back, your lips move in those directions. Forward, back.
Oh, that's weird.
There's another one that says when you say the word poop, that's the same thing as a certain body part does when you're doing it.
Or when you're doing something else.
I guess.
I wouldn't know.
So you know what they do with old photographs, like from back in the day when they're black and white? People now colorize them to see what they kind of would look like.
Oh, weird.
So instead of colorizing photos in 50 years, we will just be removing filters.
Oh, to see what we actually look like. No, we will not. Because let me tell you, filters make look everything and everyone better. We'll be like, yeah, that was us, like telling our kids and grandkids. Man, we looked so good back then.
We did not. I have woken up over 10,000 times and I'm still not used to it.
Oh, God, you'll never.
Isn't that weird?
It's like, well, you'll never get used to your alarm, I feel like. I mean, like, you'll never. I don't know. I never get used to it, honestly. Even if it goes off for like something fun or like I have to leave for a party or something. I'm like, no. Just like, no. Mm-hmm. One that really tripped me out. It was like a meme that I always think about when I can't fall asleep is I think it's so weird that we pretend we're going to sleep to fall asleep.
Right.
It trips my brain out. So when I'm lying there like, okay, I have to go to bed now. And I'm like, well,
do it.
Yeah, do it. Come on. I'm in the position.
It is interesting. I've also read that in order to help you get to sleep faster, if you just start blinking your eyes really fast, it basically makes them heavy.
Really?
And that's what I'll do with Prince Migs, little foster baby.
Do you blink?
No, I do this thing where I'll like put my hand over his like forehead and nose. I'll start stroking his nose basically. So when I touch him there, he immediately closes his eyes. So I just kind of softly do that and it starts to make
and
his eyes
helped?
Heavy. Yeah.
Oh, I gotta try those.
Yeah. And I mean, granted, I'm training him now. I'm training this when he's older. Like, all I have to do is rub the bridge of his nose, like between his eyebrows, down his nose. It's like, okay, honey, go to sleep.
Bed, Prince Migs, go to bed.
Yeah. Actually, I had an ex boyfriend who would do, he's like, I wanna fall asleep. Can you do this for me? And I'm like,
and it'd work.
And it'd work.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
And so I'm like, oh, God.
The past few nights, I've been trying everything. I've been trying to count my breaths. I've been trying to count sheep. I've been trying to count cows. Everything, and nothing is working.
One of my favorite ones, and it's gross. It was something like another shower thought. It's like Every day, one person unknowingly has the biggest poop of the day.
Weird.
Like, does the biggest poo.
Oh, weird. Oh, that's really
weird.
And
you don't know who it is. That's so funny.
Oh, God, now I'm just picturing different. And that's probably really painful for someone.
Yeah. At the age of 60, Snoop Dogg will be a 420 dog years.
That's funny.
If you work on a farm and your job is to take care of chickens, you are a chicken tender. They're both jokes, but they're not wrong.
I like that one.
When you choke on water, you failed at breathing and drinking, which are the two most important activities in your life.
That is also really embarrassing when that happens, especially when you're around people, like at a restaurant. You're like, it went down the wrong pipe. Oh. Yes.
The first time a stripper jumped out of a cake must have been the most legendary bachelor party.
Dude.
Like, the very first time.
I wish I was, like, a real cake, too. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how that is possible, but I know it is, but.
I think they have put, like, a box on the inside or something, and you just crawl under a table and pop out.
Dude, I'm trying to do that. Or do have it. Someone do it for me.
Yeah. No.
No?
Just because the frosting would stay in my hair.
What about my 30th?
I don't know. Maybe.
You have a few years to prepare for
maybe.
It.
This one's actually more like philosophical. Okay. Like, oh. So people think traveling to the past and doing something small will drastically change the present. There have been a bunch of movies on this.
The Flash.
Yeah, like the butterfly effect. Oh, you know what? Oh, yeah. I bumped into this person and they
That's
fell.
A good one.
And that just did a whole train of events. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, made this person late to work, which made them this. The thing is, no one in the present thinks that they can drastically change the future by doing something small now.
Mm.
So something small can change the past, or like if you're in the past, can change the future. But it's like, what if you do this small thing that does change the future?
It's weird because sometimes like I think that let's say you're going to the mall, right? And you're supposed to leave at 6. Oh, snap, you can't find your phone. Looking for your phone, la, la, la. You leave at 6:10. And there was like a car accident,
mm-hmm.
like right. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like that. And you're like, holy crap. If I hadn't lost my phone, like that could have been right. Me. Like I think about that when that kind of stuff happens.
Like I remember I got my appendix taken out the weekend because I got sick. And I was going to go to my first rave ever, go with my friends. And that rave, there was an after party at somebody's house and a bunch of kids got shot.
Oh.
And I'm sitting there in my hospital bed after surgery watching the news. I'm like, holy crap. Like, what if by like a series of events, like I've gone to the rave, and we decided let's go to this after party with some mm-hmm. friends, like the people that I know, or my friend, because my friend knew everybody. It's like, what if?
It's like crap like that I always think go back to, like everything happens for a reason,
right? And I think it's also the idea of the small things. It's what I made me think of at first. It's like, hey, let me tell this person I appreciate them, or let me tell you know, like, hey, you know what? It's like I really like telling a stranger on the side of the street. It's like, hey, I really love your hair. Girl or guy, you're like, hey, I love this. It's like, hey, you know, have a good day. You think, oh, that small thing's not gonna affect them, but it might.
Totally.
It might make them have a great day.
I mean, now I've tried to feel like when someone pops in my head that I don't see that often and I think of them and I'm like, God, I wonder how they're doing, I immediately go on Facebook and just be like, hey, I was just thinking about you, like, hope all is mm-hmm. well, like, you know, how's life? And because you never really know what the hell's gonna happen or what kind of day someone's having, and so
they might be having a bad day and this will just change everything.
And it's so easy to reach out to people now,
right?
God, we just got a little hippie on you.
All right. This one's hard, and mostly because I deal with it because it's me.
Oh, no.
How do I tell someone I like them without actually telling them I like them, but while still being very clear that I like them, but while being very unclear that I like them, so that they know I like them, but also they don't know?
They know, but they don't know. And then if they don't like you back, it's not really awkward forever.
Exactly. It's basically like, I like you. And if you don't like me, then I was kidding.
See, yeah, it's funny because back in like elementary and middle school, mm-hmm. you would just say that, or you'd be like, check this box if you like me back, you know, right? Or whatever. But it was very like, I like you. And it's like, do you like me or do you like me? Like, that's right. What it always was. But now as adults, like, you never say that.
No. And like, Rev's been bugging me. I know we're a little over on our podcast time. I don't care. I'm having fun.
Me too.
So there is this person in the nerd community.
Okay, let's give him a name. It doesn't have to be his real name.
Pick a name, because I might give him his real name.
Bradley.
Bradley. God, it's so white.
I think it's a really cute name, though.
Okay, so Bradley.
It is really.
He's very successful. He's working Bradley. In an amazing Fancy. Field.
Okay.
Like he's doing something like when you see it, you're like, oh, this is your job?
That's, oh, Bradley.
That's so impressive.
Oh, wow. Tell me more.
You went to school. You did this. But he also, because of, like, with his job, he's doing really awesome things in the nerd community. It's, like, very inspiring. He's out, like, traveling, and he's doing all these really
cool
things.
He's a man about town.
Like, he's super, super sweet.
And sexy.
Oh, I think so.
Okay.
But he's, like, a different, like, not my typical, you know, long hair and tattooed sexy.
Oh, okay.
He's a little bit more
buttoned up.
Refined, buttoned up. But I'm like, Rav, he's so sweet, and he's so cute, and he's so, like, down to earth and genuine, and just, like, has, like, this heart of gold. And I'm like, I really like him. And he's like, okay, ask him out. I'm like, what are you, nuts?
Rev.
He's like, ask him out. And he always, like, threatens. He's like, I'm going to email him. I'm going to message him.
I like how Rev, like, says that even though, like, you know, if roles were reversed, he wouldn't ask Rev out. Like,
he said that to me. I'm like, well, how do I ask him out? And he's like, here's an idea. This is what I would do. Send him a message, says, would you like to get coffee? And he's like, wait. No, I wouldn't have done that.
Yeah. I'm surprised Rev's married. Like, I feel like his wife did all of that work, though, and asked him out, you know.
But I was the one that pushed him. Like, he's like, I don't know if I should go out with her. I'm like, go out with her. She's so awesome.
So
I love
now
her.
Roles are reversed is what you're
saying. I know.
Saying.
And he's like, I think part of him, like, I think that's what's tickling in pink. He's like, what if I get them together and then I was their matchmaker?
Yeah, that'd be hella cute, actually.
It would.
And then he can marry you guys because he's ordained. Wait, okay, so is this guy single? This Bradley guy?
Yes. Well, yes.
That way, for sure. You got to know that for sure.
So he was, I'm trying not to give away too much. He was previously in a very committed relationship and they have split within the last year. So I don't know if he has been seeing anybody else since.
Got it. But it's nothing serious where it's on Facebook or anything.
No.
Okay.
So.
You should find out through Rev. Rev needs to find out for you because Rev's your little partner.
Matchmaker here.
Yeah. Partner in love. If he is seeing anyone else or not. Because that would be the first thing. And he's in our age group, your age group?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah,
Within no more than 8 years separation.
Okay.
No.
And do you see him often? Do you see him at all at cons, conventions?
I see him at cons. I see him maybe a handful times a year. So it's not like we're going to bump into each other unless we're at nerdy stuff.
Okay, and it's not like you're going to, like, see him every so often so you can kind of get a vibe to see if he's, like, what's up or not.
But he's so nice, too. And it's another shower thought, which is also me. It says, if you think I'm flirting with you, I'm just being friendly. If you think I'm weird and making you uncomfortable, then I'm probably flirting with you. And that's exactly what I am. Like, it's like, if I'm nice, I'm like, I wasn't flirting. I was just being very, very polite. But if I like you, it's like,
hi.
Hi.
Sunshine.
How are you? Big guy.
Like, Saturday today.
Yeah. I am so horrible at that.
I think Rev needs to find this out for sure. Mm-hmm. And then, just message him. YOLO freaking swag it. We'll get some hard ciders up in here. We'll chug them. And then you won't even care.
Because
coffee's good. I think coffee's perfect. It's harmless. It could mean just getting to know each other. It could be getting to know each other. It could be, it could turn into a lunch date and then a dinner date, then a do-it date. Yeah. Or it could just be like, hey, I have errands I need to run now. Bye. You know?
Right.
Like, do it. Do it. Do it. Just pretend it's Tinder and you guys matched and you're just messaging him.
See, but I didn't give a crap about people on Tinder. Like, he's actually nice. I actually think he's a cool human being. And, like, the last time I messaged him, I'm looking at my messages right now.
Oh, I got a good one.
Okay, what?
Does he play board games?
I think so.
You should plan a little board game day.
Where does he live?
OMG. And that would be so casual. Be like, hey, I'm having some friends over. We're going to play board games. I would really like if you'd come.
And, like,
or Rev needs to do it at his house if they're, like, kind of more friends.
I know he was going to go to one of Rev's parties. Mm-hmm. And so I messaged him. This was last year.
His probably housewarming.
Yeah. And it's like, because I said happy birthday. I sent him a happy birthday message at one point. He's like, hey, will I be running into you at Rev's party? I'm like, yeah, totally sweet. And then I messaged him. I'm like,
totally sweet.
Okay, I didn't say it that way. I'm like, for Rev's party? Yeah, and smiley face. And he wrote, sweet.
Did you see him there?
Yeah, did not. Oh. I'm like, hey, missed you at the party yesterday. He's like, yeah, I had to work all day for this thing I'm doing. I didn't get there until really late, so I had already left by the time he did get there.
Oh.
So I'm like, yeah, you're doing great work. You know, at least you got there. I hope you had fun. I hope to see you soon. It's like, yeah, it was great, you know, to get there, you know, to actually, you've met him.
What?
Because he said he was not, it was great to meet Rev's wife for the first time and you.
Oh, holler.
So I'll show you after I'm done recording.
I don't know this Bradley guy.
No. And so, and it's like, yeah, no, he's like, are you going to PAX? I'm like, nope, it's my birthday weekend. I'm going to casino. So if you can, more than welcome to join. He's like, oh, I'll be in PAX, but I'm very flattered to be invited.
Oh, why didn't you jump on this then?
Because
was he still in a relationship?
No, he was not.
Oh,
that's why I felt comfortable talking to him.
But it sounds like you guys were vibing and chilling and like
he's just, but he's that nice of a person. Like, I think he's just being polite.
Okay, Rev needs to do something.
He needs to get some recon.
Rev needs to be like, yo, yeah. Well, first he got to know for sure he's single. Then he needs to plan a little something, something, and then be like, yo. Like a secret double date, you know, right. Or triple date because I want to be there.
Or do you like?
Or I'll just be a fifth wheel.
Do like a mini party at his house.
Yes.
All right, we have to go scheme.
And then if not, and he's still single, I still think you should reach out.
Yeah.
For sure, because if you guys don't see each other that often, if like
he doesn't like me,
it's not going to be weird though. You don't see each other that often.
No,
it'll be just as weird as it is now because you have such a crush anyway. So you don't really know how to talk to him really.
And like I could fake it half the time, but then the other half the time I'm sitting there like freaking out in my head, like, well, that sounded stupid. Why'd you say that? Why didn't you say this? Well, what are you going to say next? What is he talking about? Or are you paying attention?
Shower thoughts, right?
ADD kicks in,
and then afterwards you're like in the shower and you're like, wow. Why did I say this? But he's so hot. Do you think he'll call me in? Did he text me? My phone just went off. Was that him?
And by the way, I'm sitting there, sitting in the shower with the water falling on me, looking like a pathetic, sad dog. Just like,
So dramatic. The tears are running down your face, but you don't know if they're actually tears or if they're just the water.
So it's hiding my tears.
Yeah.
Okay, I need to go before I totally melt.
We need to talk to Rev. We'll get back to everyone. Right. But everyone, please give us your input if you think that Vicky should message us, Bradley man.
And also, what are your shower thoughts?
Yeah. Yay. Dude, it'll trip me up, though, if you tell me.
Yep.
Like the biggest poop one. Weird.
Yeah.
Thanks, Vicky.
Oh, there was another. You want to be tripped out?
Oh, gosh.
Every year, we go past our death date, our death anniversary, without even knowing it. Like the day we die one day.
Yeah.
We pass our anniversary of our death to be. Without knowing it.
Oh, weird. That's like when I think every second you're closer to dying.
Yep, about there. Anyways,
what? With
that inspiring and happy piece of information, have a good day, guys.
Happy Wednesday. Bye.